Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. Through my book, podcasts like this one, and my blog posts, I'll do my best to help you find the life you want through simple steps that hopefully will make your life easier and less stressful. You can find my book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics, online at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, at my website, www.moneysmartsforyou.com, that's the number 4-letter U.com. You will find my podcast and my blog, in addition to other information that might interest you, depending on what you need in your financial life. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to know more about, please email me at barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com. With the volatility in the stock market, oil market, and the political uncertainty of an election year at hand, I wanted to talk to you about how to calm your own personal fears, go over your financial goals, and involve your family in the process. Putting together an action plan that will allow you to feel that you're managing your funds as best you can will give you some peace of mind. Here are 5 basic things you need to be doing now. Get everyone in your family on board so they're part of the family financial plan. Sit down with your spouse or partner, as well as your children, if you have any, and talk about how you want everyone to know where the money earned by your family is going. And when I say everyone, I mean everyone in your family. Explain that you're going to go over your paycheck or income sources and the deductions that take place at work from those sources. If your children are 6 years or older, make sure they're involved in doing work around the house, basic chores. Give them a responsibility. If you have pets, have them feed and water the pets. Remind them that pets cannot open the refrigerator to get their own food, nor can they turn on the water to fill their water bowl. Make sure they know that the water needs to be refreshed on a daily basis. Teach your children to conserve by using the dog water or pet water that they're going to throw out to water the garden or flush a toilet. As they get older, teach them basic skills that can turn into summer jobs, like washing the car, doing the yard, basic babysitting skills, and keyboarding skills on the computer. Make sure your spouse is cross-trained in handling the family finances in regards to saving as well as bill paying, so that if you become disabled, then he or she can take over and know what to do. Talk about paying off credit cards in full or why you don't use credit cards. Emphasize retirement planning and saving for your children's future education. Do not treat your partner like a child or a pet. Do not decide for them that they aren't able to do this job. They can learn and need to know how in case something happens to you. 2, go over your budget. If you do this with your family so they will understand the family financial situation, it will be better. I recommend having an annual State of the Union meeting, if not a monthly meeting, where everyone is there to participate. So many of us are kept in the dark about money as we grow up, so it may seem unnatural for you to do this, to share this kind of information, but it will make things better in the long run. If you want your children to learn about discretion, remind them that this is family business and that you would prefer they not discuss it outside of the family. That may not stop them at first, but I believe they will think twice about telling their friends at school about your family finances. Here's some things that you need to do as you go over your budget. Write down your take-home pay after taxes. What is your rent or mortgage expense? Utilities, electric, gas, water, as well as what are your grocery bills like? How much do you have to pay insurance? What about car payments, credit card minimum payments, child care, clothing allowance, health insurance copay, entertainment, eating out? Add all of these up. Subtract from your take-home pay and see what's left over. I don't advocate paying only the minimum payment on your credit card, but sometimes if you've overextended yourself, you have to take your bills one at a time and figure out how you can pay them off so that there's no balance. Okay, look at your expenses and see where you can cut back on those. Most likely you'll find that you're spending more than you make. If that is the case, then you need to look for places to cut your expenses. The other thing you need to look for is if you are spending more than you make, chances are it's because you're using credit cards, which end up with large balances that are earning interest that you're basically having to pay off at interest rates that can be anywhere from 16 to 26% a year, when money right now is only earning like 0.5%. So if you are using credit cards, which I don't advocate doing, you need to either cut them up into little pieces so you can't use them, or you need to put them away in a safe place where they won't be stolen and where you won't find them easily. Or you need to put them in a jar of water and freeze them in the refrigerator, literally, so that you can go through several months without using those credit cards so you can catch up on your bills and pay off debts that you may have accrued all these months. Places that you can cut your expenses. If you eat out a lot, you need to limit that. And when I say limit it, I mean if you're eating out every day, if eating out is a treat for you and you want to build it into your budget as a splurge, then eat out once a week or once every 2 weeks. Fancy coffee drinks, cut those out. You don't need to go to a barista to make you coffee. You like mocha lattes, all you need is Hershey syrup, a microwave, and some milk that you heat up in there and mix it all together, and you have a mocha latte. Movies and entertainment. Well, you know, nowadays you can rent movies. You can subscribe to Netflix instead of having 20 channels with nothing on. Or you can do pay-per-view and buy a movie as you see fit, depending on what your plan is. For many people, having a subscription to television is very expensive, and it may require going back to simple antenna that you put on attached to your television set so you can pick up the HD channels that are freely available through normal radio waves and television waves. You can buy those things at any of your electronics store, and you can in many cases cut out anywhere from $25 to $150 a month in expenses. As you're considering where to cut, make sure you build in little splurges every week or 2 weeks so that you don't blow your money on something totally ridiculous because you feel like you need something and you're want meter is overwhelming your rational brain about what you really need. 3, find ways to save a little something every week. Think about how much you can save in 1 year. If you put aside $20 a week, only $5 a day, you can save $1,000 in a year. $10 a day would double that to $2,000 in a year. Do your best to make sure you have at least $1,000 saved in an emergency fund for things like car repairs and dental work and new glasses and, you know, an emergency expense. And then also make sure you have 6 to 9 months of expenses saved in an insured savings account in case you lose your job, have a pay cut, or get laid off. The other trick that you can take is every day at the end of the day, if you have change left over, because you should be on a cash basis right now, not using credit or debit cards because it's easy to lose track of what you're spending, take your change and throw it into a jar and at the end of the year, see how much money you have. 4, make sure that all the money in your bank account is covered by FDIC insurance. For some of us, it would be great to have this problem, but it is amazing how complacent people get about abiding by this simple rule of making sure that they have less than $250,000 in any bank account to make sure that it's covered by FDIC insurance. You may have to diversify your investments and distribute your money to several different banks or brokerage firms, either to have different accounts in each one or to be able to purchase brokered CDs from banks outside of your geographic area. Remember, you can do a ladder of CDs or a ladder of treasury bills where you go out 3, 6, 9 months and then have things rolling so that you have money maturing every 3 months. I know with interest rates as low as they are, you may say, why is it worth it? But the problem is if we run into a financial problem in this country and a bank fails where you have your money deposited, if you don't have it covered by insurance, FDIC insurance, you're going to lose that money and have no recourse about getting it back. Don't let something this simple be the cause of your losing money if an unforeseen financial failure takes place. 5, participate in free events as much as possible. If you're living the high life, meaning the high-priced life, it may be a good time to rein your spending in. You may want to consider joining nonprofit organizations like museums, gardens, zoos, and others that offer you entertainment all year long for a nominal fee of anywhere from $100 to $400 for a family or individuals or a couple. You'll be supporting your community cultural institution, and you'll be getting a bargain as well for you and your family. At these locations, you can see movies, enjoy theater, learn about art, be outdoors, have a sense of community, and socialize with others who are interested in what matters to you. Consider meditation and prayer through conscious walks and deep breathing that quiet your mind and allow you to feel more peaceful than being busy all the time. Reading a good book that you can check out from your library, either in its physical form or electronically, is another inexpensive way to travel and occupy your time. Board games and card games involve a low buy-in and can be a great way to spend time with your kids, spouse, and friends. Play some music and dance with your partner. Teach your children how to dance as well. This is free fun and good exercise and can get everyone moving. These uncertain times prey on our sense of well-being, so it's important to remember that who you are, the person that you really are, with your willingness to give to others of yourself, to extend yourself for others, is an important gift that you offer and that you alone can offer of yourself. Remember that values like integrity, honor, kindness, truth, and generosity are more valuable than money. Things you buy may be the expression of how you feel about someone, but the time you spend with them is a real gift that has no price. It is easy to forget in today's technological, always busy world that a few moments or hours together with someone you care about, someone who matters to you, is the best gift you have, the most valuable gift you can give. It's a gift of yourself. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. Please email me your questions or thoughts to Barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com, and we will cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at moneysmartsforyou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.